Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but.
Well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up, because I mean, you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as, is, you know, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what?
Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay. But, I don't know. What are you asking specifically?
Well, you said we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I'd like to know first if you know what it is. You want us to abolish fossil fuels?
I never said that.
You never have said that?
No.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do with fossil fuels?
What will we do with fossil fuels?
Yeah. Should we make any changes?
I would like to see a decrease in the use of fossil fuels. I think there's a possibility to use more electric generation.
Okay. Over what period of time? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years?
That's not... I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing...
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I don't know for that, no.
Okay, you just think, well, how much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an answer.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that.
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So.
Right, but it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you.
All right, welcome back on this Monday. Always entertaining to listen to people who claim to be experts get destroyed. It's, I enjoy it. I don't know if anybody else does. But if you're being brought in as an expert witness on anything, you think at a minimum, at least I would. I mean, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world by any means. I consider myself a very average person. And I'll never claim to be smarter than the average person. But I also don't like to make myself look stupid. So if I was going to go sit in front of a panel, and I'm going to talk specifically about climate change and carbon dioxide and fossil fuel emissions and everything else, I would at least read up on it a little bit so I could somewhat sound like I know what I'm talking about, or at least sound mildly intelligent, more than just, yeah, dude, well, I'm a skier and, you know, I see the effects that climate change is having everywhere. I mean, I see it when I'm skiing. Well, what do you see? If you can't even be bothered as a supposed expert, which obviously he's not, he doesn't even know what he's talking about, but one would think that you'd at least, you know, make it look like you know what you're talking about. You would at least try, yeah, that you supposedly had an idea about. You don't just go in there and be like, I honestly don't know. That's not my area of expertise. I honestly don't know. I'm a high school graduate, but I don't even know what carbon dioxide is. Oh, man. The left makes it oh so easy sometimes. And you know, the questions weren't even difficult questions. These should be pretty straightforward. You know, I'm sure it's worth the Google. Because, you know, everybody love using Google. I like DuckDuckGo personally. I mean, I hope they improve it a little bit. It's a little funky sometimes. But you think in liberal land it would at least be worth the Google. Anyways, I thought that was entertaining to listen to, which is why I brought it up. And I figured, you know, maybe you'd get a good chuckle out of it listening to how foolish somebody who is a supposed expert sounds. The U.S. State Department. This is probably a lot more concerning. The launch of a National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center will provide our partners across the country with valuable resources to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. The establishment of the center is the latest example of the Justice Department's work to use every tool provided by the landmark Bipartisan Safer Communities Act to protect communities from gun violence. Merrick Garland. It's really nice. I mean, what sort of communist nonsense is anti-constitution nonsense is this? They're going to try any way possible that they can to keep guns out, because now if you read into what they're talking about, that there's a center, it's to keep the firearms out of hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or other people. Who gets to make that decision? See, for me, that's what it always comes back to. Who gets to decide whether somebody is a threat to themselves or other people? Who? I mean, Merrick Garland gets to decide? Police officers get to decide? Who gets to decide? Yeah, that's the biggest issue I have with all of this, is that all I got to do is call on my neighbor next door. He's out, you know, Dan, he's outside watering his lawn. You know, Dan's obviously not my neighbor, but I'm just saying. outside watering his lawn, you know, and he's watering his lawn in a Speedo with a cigar. And I'm thinking to myself, that dude right there, okay, number one, you shouldn't be in a Speedo. Number two, you look like you're a threat to me and somebody else right now. I mean, I think I'm going to call this national hotline and say, hey, you know, he's out there, he's got a crazy twitchy eye going, he's smoking a cigar in his undies, and he's watering his lawn. Come get his guns, take them away from him, he poses a risk to himself and others, come and get him. Who gets to make that decision? That's why stuff like this is so dangerous, and why we have to jump on it. You know, it's like putting out a fire. You got to smother it immediately. You can't give it any room to grow at all. Stuff like this needs to be brought to the light. People need to see it, and they need to understand exactly what you're fighting against. Because once you give them the opportunity to take your guns, good luck, man. Good luck in the United States. That's all I can say. Whether you are a gun advocate or not, whether you own a gun or you do not, if you allow them to take that freedom away, best of luck to you. They can be whatever tyrant they want to be. You can do nothing about it. You have no way to protect yourself. You have no way to challenge the government if they get that out of control. Best of luck. I mean, it's over. I don't think people sometimes, I think they underestimate the importance of the Second Amendment. What keeps our government at bay? And believe me, they're acting up. It ain't like they ain't trying. They are acting up constantly. But what really keeps them at bay is the fact that you have 330 million Americans. I believe there are 490 million plus firearms privately owned in the United States today. That is what keeps them at bay, because they know if they try to turn on us, we're not going to be like Venezuela. You know, we're not going to charge the compound with sticks and rocks, baseball bats and billy clubs. No, you got people that are coming in there that are trained, and it's fire. We're fighting fire with fire. That's what keeps them at bay. That's why we have lasted as long as we have. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought. right to bear arms. That's why we are where we are in America today. There are plenty of rules that they apply, they don't apply. Did they really make us last as long as we have? No. But I would say two of the most important ones there literally are the right to be able to say and think whatever you like, regardless of whoever gets offended or not, and the right to bear arms in case of a tyrannical government. Our forefathers gave us the out. You have the right that it, just in case they get out of control, they start acting up, they start wanting to be King George, they want to start taking over and seizing all the power in the United States, you have the right to defend yourself, and you have the right to turn on the government and form militias and do whatever is necessary. When I heard this, I just hit my microphone. Hopefully you don't hear that too much. When I heard this or read this, I thought to myself, man, this is bull crap. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was not happy to see that. A national resource. Okay. Why don't you guys create a national resource for catching some damn criminals in some of your blue states? Why don't you do that? How about you create a national resource for people dealing with the problems of the influx that's coming in from the southern border? Why don't you create a national resource for that? Instead, no, you want to go after law-abiding citizens that have the right to protect themselves, and you want to strip them of that right in any way that you can. You want to come at it in any angle humanly possible that you believe will be able to make it through the Supreme Court, so that way you can take people's guns away by just saying that they pose a risk to themselves or somebody else. Imagine somebody like myself, how quickly I would get a phone call that this guy is a threat because of the things he says. You need to go up in his house, scare his children and his wife, take his guns, even though he's a law-abiding citizen, and lock him up, God knows. We have to pay attention. I'll give you a good example. From Vaz, there's a mystery in Maryland. Authorities reported that a small town suspended all police officers, and residents wanted to know why. And the authorities reported that the department was under investigation and that in the meantime, state and county agents would take over for local officers, which means that this in a small town, the streets of Ridgely, Maryland, were left without a single police officer. This was last week, this past Wednesday. A four-sentence statement posted on the town's official website explained, this is the statement, the commissioners of Ridgely suspended with pay the entirety of the Ridgely Police Department, effective immediately pending investigation by the Office of the Maryland State Prosecutor. Is this where I jump in and say, this is why you have a Second Amendment? I mean, I don't know what Ridgely is. I don't know where it's at. I've only passed through Maryland. I can't even say that I've spent barely any time in Maryland. you think that if Ridgely is like any other town, I'm sure there's always crime. And now if any criminal, since this is posted, knows that there are no police officers, so there's going to be a delay in response if they commit some type of a crime, are more likely to do so. Shouldn't you be able to protect yourself? Doesn't that Second Amendment all of a sudden look pretty darn good to you? It does to me, I gotta say. I'm feeling pretty good about it if I'm originally right now. Okay, there's no police. I got it. Don't worry. Honey, we're leaving. Yeah, make sure that your heater's in the pocket there. Okay, let's go. Just in case, because God knows what monsters lurking around the corner. You just never know these days. There's a lot of them. Prime example of why we have to protect our Second Amendment. This is naturally, I put these two together for that reason. One of the residents said, what's very concerning is that they didn't communicate with us in an honest and open way. You get four sentences, you don't even know what's really going on. Another Ridgely resident said, a member of the town family business that has been in the town for more than 40 years, said in a statement to the same media that the suspension of the entire police department, it doesn't add up. Everybody is skeptical about what happened, and we just want to know how and why. In the absence of accurate explanations from the authorities, Multiple speculations have circulated based on primarily the fact that some town agents were suspended to or were subject, excuse me, to scrutiny for irregular behavior in the past. But I mean, they really don't know. They don't know why they've been suspended, but you have an entire town, even if it is a small town, every town needs police officers. So you have an entire town that the county and the state's taken over, and are they on patrol? How often do they roll through there? Can the state office and the county offices, can they, do they have, excuse me, not candy, but do they have the resources to patrol those areas the way that they need to be patrolled? Again, I don't know, Ridgely. If you're from Maryland, maybe you do, or maybe you visited there. Or maybe that's just a little podunk town that nobody knows about. I don't know. I've never been there. I've never seen it. But I know that a town without police officers, I got to tell you, that's probably sounding pretty good to some criminals right now. That's probably sounding pretty darn good to some bad actors. And the great neutralizer in all of that is our Second Amendment. Because one thing I know for sure, just like all these mass shootings, they're all cowards. They all go somewhere where they know there are no guns. Criminals are the same, they're all the same. When a gun comes out, most of them flee because they're all just cowards at heart anyways. And this is exactly why law-abiding citizens need their guns, so that when these criminals come out to play, they're playing with the wrong people.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.